Okay, I just happen to be here with some speed demons. No, I'm just kidding. They're not demons. They're so sweet. They're so they're angels. They're speed angels. And I'm here with Christian Kiesler.
Christian, yep.
And Laney Jackson.
Laney Jackson. And Christian was, as I understand, with the USA.
I was a 3.5 time. I went to Taiwan, China.
Wow.
We traveled everywhere, so it's been a journey. It's been a journey.
Okay. Have you got to go anywhere?
No, that's my goal for this year. I'm trying out for world team this
year. Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Junior world team, hopefully.
Awesome. And you said you've been skating since you were 10, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you're 16 now. Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. Rising star. I mean, you are star.
Oh, yeah.
And then you, you've been doing this for how long did you say?
I started when I was 9, which is 05.
Okay.
So it's been quite a bit of adventure.
Okay, so I'm curious. You guys obviously are very disciplined.
Yes.
You have to be to compete at this level.
Absolutely.
You can't just be some geek off the streets.
No, you gotta learn the ways.
Okay, yeah, sure. So what are the ways that you feel have been instrumental for you to achieve this level of success with your athletic ability?
I would say that never giving up on yourself and what you're capable of, and knowing that your competitors are always working just as hard as you. So when you're training by yourself, you know, you always tell, like, okay, hey, you know, Laney Jackson, that's who I'm competing against, and I gotta be pushing just as hard as her. And so that's kind of one of the keys, I would say.
Okay.
Sportsmanship also will get you a long way in this sport. Like, just being a nice person to everybody and, like, just saying hi to people at meets and everything. Like, people look up to you, so being nice and just, like, waving.
Well, you're
like,
leaders,
that'll go a long way.
And there's little kids that I'm sure are like,
exactly.
Absolutely.
So finding kind of a healthy rivalry, like, you find someone that you can, like, in a way, it's your rival, but it's not
on
like
the line, and it's like friendships are like
cut off.
Yeah.
You know,
it's competition, so you can goof around in the box or whatever, like talk about your race and everything. But as soon as you step on the line, like,
it's your race, your tactic, what you want to do.
Everybody talks about team skating and everything, but I'm like, just focus on yourself. Like, if you can do good,
then your team will do good too. Yes. If everybody
The huge thing is, you know, you have strengths of yourself, and everyone that your race against has their strengths.
Yeah.
So knowing their strengths, you know, knowing what you have to do in the race, you know, that benefits you. I'm a sprinter, or if I'm a distance guy, you know I got to push the pace. If I'm a sprinter, I know I need to sit back, you know, and I need to do what I need to do to, you know, get a second or, you know, 2 laps to go. I'm sprinting off. I'm ready to rumble, you know. So.
Not waiting on anybody.
Exactly.
Okay. So daily routines. Do you guys have, like, set bedtimes and set wake-up times? Do you work out a lot during the week? If you do, like, what does that entail?
6 days a week, one off day, which is usually my Mondays. And I try to do 2-a-day practices.
How long do your practices run?
Well, most of the time I'm at the rink, so about 2 hours each practice. And I try to throw biking or slideboard in there after.
Kind of cross-train a little bit.
And then doing gym stuff, like that, killing your legs, and then just keep training after that and breaking down the muscle and then just keep building it back up. Like,
do you have a diet that you think helps with that building of that muscle?
I personally don't.
Okay.
When I train, I mostly just stick to, like,
healthy foods.
Yeah.
I mean, like vegetables and fruits or something.
But other than that, I still try to be like a teenager, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's important to live your kid life still.
Yeah, that's true.
And once they grow up and they actually work that 40-hour job like I'm into now, you know.
Oh, you're working full-time?
Yeah, I work, you know, I'm 26 now, I work a full-time job. Yeah.
Oh, because you teach clinics, right?
Yeah, I teach, I've been doing clinics, camps, clinics, you name it. I did one in Wisconsin before. I did one in Michigan in by the UP area. I'm doing one here April 2nd. It's dieting, like, with food, but with your life.
Yeah.
You know, I work 4/10s. I have Friday off.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, I go to practice on Wednesday. I do my spin. I do a spin class.
Okay.
I started my own private page. She's actually in it.
I do it.
And I'm hearing nothing but good stuff. So that's
amazing.
Beautiful. So, you know, I ride on Tuesday. I go to practice Wednesday. That's all top and I'm working 10-hour days.
So you're not screwing around. You're not like at the club or you're not very disciplined
I think everybody can admit though in their 21s, you know, we had those days where, you know, I'm 21 now, let's go party.
Let's party.
But then I've realized once I was 26 and
you're like, I'm not a kid no more.
You know, you pay bills, you pay taxes, you got a house now
it's just that
you know what, I'm getting serious now, and now, you know, starting my own page, I've realized that, you know what, my time's almost over.
Yeah.
Now I got to start working on the generation that's after me.
Giving back to the community.
And so giving back is huge for me.
Yeah. I help coach the Anderson team, and anytime I can help coach, like, I love it because that's where I came from.
Yeah.
And those are the people who got me into skating and everything. So
give back.
Just giving back. That's the number one
thing.
I told you they were angels.
We all try our best.
Okay.
We're all human. We all get upset.
Okay, let me see. So.
Top question.
Any other thing that... you're about to go to Rice. Okay, all right. Go on. Love you, Debbie.
Thank you.
Have a good one. Okay, so any interesting stories or experiences that come to mind, like, or
what do you want, on the danger side, or do you want a good victory? Like, what do you want?
I want to know, have you ever hit a low after a big win? And if you did, like, how did you get yourself mentally tough for, like, just keep, like you said, don't ever give up, but
right,
like, what do you feed your brain to stay so positive? And
so I came from a pretty tough coach. He's in Detroit. Like I said, my dad got me into skating. I did it because of my brother. I actually got into speed skating. I was never wanting to be a speed skater.
Oh, okay.
So I got it in because of my family wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I started skating a lot. My dad tried to push me as much as he could. Long story short, I became skating with this guy in Jay Ingram, which is my mentor.
Okay, so you found a mentor.
Yeah, and he was huge to me. He pushed me past my comfort mode. He made me to become to the guy I am today.
Oh, wow.
And staying humble as possible.
Yeah.
You know, every time you win, you know, hey, good job, competitors. You're giving hugs.
Yeah.
You're giving handshakes.
Yeah, you're not
high fives, you know. Hey, keep it up next time.
Yeah.
So for him to be my coach in my life and still have my dad as my dad instead of my coach, because he was my coach at one time. So for him to be my dad and to have a coach in Michigan, it was huge for me.
Okay.
You know, he set me up, you know, really well to, if I needed help, because I come from a background of being super dyslexic. Super dyslexic.
Okay.
You know, I can barely read a newspaper.
Oh, wow.
So I did an interview one time in my school saying, like, hey, like, I couldn't read a newspaper, but that doesn't mean I don't have to fall short for my dreams.
Yes, and so, I love that.
You know, and so that's huge for me. And when people hear that, they're like, man, I would have never known.
No, I know.
You would have never known.
That's so huge for everybody to hear, because
exactly.
I think everybody struggles with something.
There's
like
always something.
And
you know what?
And
if you can just know that, hey, it doesn't matter what's going on in my head. It doesn't matter what's going on. If I set this goal and this should be my goal, I should be doing everything I can to get that goal.
Okay.
And that's one of my big things. Like, you know, I'm...
Okay. That's
always pushing towards the goal.
Very encouraging.
Oh,
pushing towards the goal.
Always.
Okay, so do you set, I mean, obviously you're touring and racing.
Right.
Is that kind of like, this next race is my goal? Or is it, like, what, can you give me like an idea of what's a goal?
So kind
of
like right now with my goal sets right now is I'm trying to be a better, I wouldn't say a mentor. I'm more as a, like a, not a main coach, but more like a side coach. Like, hey, I'm dragging just this kid around. And I'm saying, like, hey, like, let's work this.
Them.
Yeah, yeah, just, you know, not a full team coach style.
Yes.
But just, hey, like, let's work.
Individual.
I got some things I need to work. Yeah, individually coaching. That's been huge for me. So, see, that's what I'm saying. You got fans everywhere. No, just sticking with somebody and trying to get them to their goal is huge for me.
Okay.
Because even though they're on a team, if I can help them achieve their goal, I can say, listen, even though they're skating for their team, their coach gets the credit.
Yeah.
I can say, like, hey, like, I helped this person do this. And
yeah.
I can always reach back and say, like, hey, like, this kid might have the same problem. So now I know what to do.
Yes.
Or maybe I learned something new from this kid, even having the same problem as this kid.
Yes.
And so now I can learn how to teach different, which is huge for me, because I know how learning works. Learning works in different ways.
It really does.
Oh, it really does. And so, and that's why I like kind of actually being dyslexic, because then I could teach people different ways.
And someone that's maybe dyslexic could understand, like you could understand their challenges more, and then that way you're like, hey, you're not alone in this boat.
You're not.
I know how. That's great. That's wonderful.
It's huge.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with me.
Absolutely.
Congratulations on everything. And
oh, thank you so much.
Let's try to. What do you think about why is inline not in the Olympics yet? What the crap? Like, why?
So I could probably hit you with hours and hours of conversation.
I know, but
there is a lot of topics.
Needs a change, right?
There needs to be a change, and there's not a lot of head people doing the right thing. You can't say names.
Okay.
But you can say that we're not doing the right things as organizations, because now there's two organizations. They're not doing the right steps to push it at that level.
Well,
and that's just my answer.
I want to see that happen in the future.
So I do too.
I think that it's definitely, yeah. Okay.
Am I allowed to plug anybody on the channel?
Yes, go for it. Do whatever you want.
I mean, I'm sorry.
Do.
I didn't
no,
mean to
please.
Ask
no,
you
I
on
want
the
you
air
to.
Like that.
No, it's fine. No,
but
I want you to.
Big thanks to letting me get on the podcast with you. And I really appreciate it. You know,
haven't
got a chance to get on the mic and, really, present what I think speed skating is, or, my goals or my life goals. So I thank you for that.
Thank you.
I thank my beautiful parents, for letting me grow up as a person and being as humble as I am and get to share this story. And, I thank the sponsorships of Skater Brain for, doing what they do the best.
Yeah.
My fiance for letting me still come out here and not getting killed. big appreciate to her.
Aww.
And, I think that's what wraps her up. And maybe Jay Ingram, I try to talk to him as much as I can, but he's super busy. I'm super busy. I don't skate with him as much as I do anymore.
But
I still like to keep
season.
In contact.
Yeah,
yeah,
definitely.
So I still like to say thanks to him, because he's the one who brought me here do this sport in more advanced levels. So.
And what a journey it sounds like it's been
I'm
for
telling you,
you
being in Europe so many times and being just
that's
all
awesome.
Over the countries is beautiful. You
that's
can't get
so
those
cool.
times back. You can't.
And it's a good investment in your physical health, your
it
mental
is.
Health, and
it
you're
is.
Having fun, and it seems like a wonderful community up here.
Oh,
like,
beautiful.
Everybody's so
like
sweet.
Like I said, my team's a family. We all come together. We helped a homeless dude out one time.
Oh, good. That's
he came
good.
Into the rink. We gave him like $500.
Oh, that's awesome.
Put him
oh
up
goodness.
In a hotel right next to the rink.
Oh, I love that. Oh, goodness.
Gave
that's
him a,
so sweet.
Went to a grocery store, gave him a bunch of groceries. I'm saying we're just a big family,
That's great.
And we always look out for
giving
each
back,
exactly.
investing in people, and investing in yourself.
Absolutely.
And living life.
That's how
fullest.
It should be.
Yeah.
Not even just skating, the whole world.
Yeah, that's true.
We should all be looking out for each other.
Yeah.
We all live in the same country, so.
I appreciate you talking
absolutely,
to me.
Absolutely.
And I look forward to following you and learning from you.
Absolutely.
So,
any questions? I'm
thank
all
you
ears.
For tuning in, guys. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.